Penguin Random House presents The New Rules of Business by Rajesh Srivastav, read by Errol Rodericks.
I dedicate this book to my late father, who believed that I had the talent to be a writer. I'm happy to have lived up to his expectations. My mother, who believes that I can achieve anything I put my heart into, I'm happy I have proved her right yet again. My wife Shelley, who happily reviewed multiple drafts and played the role of a professional dissenter to perfection. My son Kautuk, a published author who made me a better writer by insisting I write every word instead of someone ghostwriting it for me. My students, many of whom took sweet revenge when they got the manuscript to review. They circled and read almost everything in this book, but their critical inputs proved to be invaluable. My friends and well-wishers who invested their valuable time to review and make valuable suggestions. It made the book practical and interesting. In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists. Eric Hoffer. Why was this book written? The mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimension. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Night had fallen and darkness was all pervasive except around a dimly lit lamppost. Here, an old lady, half bent, seemed to be searching for something. A young passerby thought it was his duty to help the old lady in distress. "Madam, what have you lost?" he asked politely. "My house keys," she informed him. "Where did you lose them?" he asked, so that he could confine his search to that area. "In my garden," she replied. "Where is your garden?" he probed. "Over there," she said, pointing to a spot away from the lamppost, which was covered in complete darkness. Bewildered by the answer, he probed further. "If you lost the keys in the garden, then why are you searching for them under the lamppost?" "Because the light is here," replied the lady. The young man shook his head in disbelief. You must have heard some version of this old parable, and I'm sure you share the young man's sentiment. However, unknown to us, we might be doing the same. In our careers, we are constantly faced with business challenges. Most of us, like the old lady, search for the answers in the areas lit by our current level of knowledge. The solution may very well lie outside it. This book is an attempt to help you look for business solutions in the right place, or at least widen the light of your knowledge with which to search for them. This is necessary because the rules of business have well and truly changed. I can sense a question arising in your mind. I am a veteran. I have overcome many business challenges. What new tools, techniques, and frameworks can this book teach me? Let me get Professor Albert Einstein to answer this. In 1942, he was teaching a course in physics at Oxford University to senior class students. As a course requirement, he conducted an examination. While walking in the campus, he was accompanied by his assistant, who posed a question to him. "Professor Einstein, this exam you just gave to the senior students is exactly the same exam you gave to the same class a year ago," he asked. "Yes, yes, I did," nodded Professor Einstein. "The questions remain the same, but the answers have changed. Similar is the case in business. By and large, the business challenges have largely remained the same, but the solutions for satisfactorily resolving them have changed. This book will introduce you to new thoughts, ideas, tools, techniques, and frameworks which will help you come up with impactful answers to business challenges. How can you get the most out of this book? To get the most out of this book, empty your cup. A student believed that he was a learned man. But to be doubly sure, he decided to visit his master, who had the reputation of being the most learned person. "Master, I think I know most things, but still, I believe you know more than me. I want you to teach me those things which I do not know," requested the student. "Of course," said the master. "Let me get you a cup of tea first." Shortly, he emerged from the kitchen carrying a tray laden with a teacup, saucer, and a kettle. He kept the tray on the table and started pouring tea from the kettle into the cup. Soon, the cup was full, but the master continued to pour. Now the tea was overflowing into the saucer. The student was surprised. "Master, can't you see the tea is overflowing?" he exclaimed. "Yes, I can see the tea is overflowing," said the master. "The same is true for you. Your mind is like a cup that is full to the brim. If I impart more learning, it will overflow. If you sincerely wish to learn, empty your cup first." This is a classic tale in Zen Buddhism. You too should empty your cup before reading this book. This will help you get rid of old ideas because, as the French political philosopher Montesquieu warned us, old ideas weaken new ideas. Once old ideas are unlearned, the mind can be filled with new thoughts, ideas, tools, techniques, and more. Internalize each rule. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala is arguably India's most successful investor in the stock market. People flock to him for investment tips to make money. "I give them tips, but you cannot make money from borrowed knowledge," he says. The same may apply to you. You cannot profit by merely reading this book. That is, by acquiring borrowed knowledge. To benefit, you must internalize these rules. Therefore, while reading, you should frequently pause and reflect on what you have read. Then pose yourself a question. Can I apply this rule to my company? If yes, then how can it be applied? Introspection, coupled with a desire to apply these rules, will help you internalize and profit from them. Involve your team. Helen Keller had said, "Alone you can do so little, together we can do so much." Alone you may find it daunting to implement these rules. Together with your team, you may find the going easier. If you find ideas in this book valuable, communicate and clarify them to your team. Getting them on board will make for a smoother implementation of these new rules. Act. Merely ruminating over an idea will not deliver results. Indecisions lead to delays. In this matter, it is best to follow the advice of Wang Yute. What you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Not only must you act soon and decisively, you must also act often. A word of caution. Do not apply these rules blindly. Intelligently adapt them to suit your business requirements. Postscript. Then and now. I started my career all the way back in 1985. A lot has changed since then. I used to get the news from newspaper. Now I get it from a screen. I used to go to taxi stands or hail a taxi. Now, oops.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?